Sasha went to get a cup of coffee in the doctor's lounge and was just taking a sip when the resident from the NICU walked in, also looking for coffee. They were both exhilarated by the successful birth. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and the time had flown. "How are they?" Sasha asked to follow up, since he had examined the babies more thoroughly than she had. "Perfect," he smiled at her. "You did a good job. I thought for sure we were going to wind up with a C-section when she wouldn't push, but you finessed it nicely."
"Thank you. Sorry I almost knocked you down when I got here. I wasn't paying attention, and I wanted to get there before she delivered. It took a little longer than I thought it would. I didn't mean to send you flying."
"I don't think you could have." He laughed. He was solidly built with powerful shoulders and a lot taller than she was. "But you gave it a hell of a try," he teased her. "I played football in college."
"I'm glad it all went so nicely," she said, relaxed. "We did triplets earlier this week. That was pretty scary. You missed that one,"
Sasha said easily. "I heard about it. I was off. Once in a while that happens, but not often." She laughed, knowing exactly what he meant.
"I was on call tonight having dinner with friends when they told me to come in," she said, while he assumed she'd been on a date.
A woman with her looks could have been out every night, he thought to himself.
"Lucky for me, they did,"
he said honestly, smiling at her as she headed for the lockers to change back into the clothes she'd worn to dinner.
"I hope we get to work together again."
She disappeared through the swinging doors to the lockers, and he didn't see her before she left. He said something to one of the nurses on duty when he went to check on the twins.
"That was some hot resident on the delivery tonight," he said with a grin, and the nurse laughed at him. She knew Sasha well.
"Don't get too excited," the nurse warned him. "Married?" He was instantly disappointed, but it wouldn't have surprised him.
"She doesn't date anyone here. She does her work and she doesn't fool around. She's a serious woman. I've never even seen her chatting with the guys."
"Maybe she has a boyfriend," he said, looking dejected.
"I don't know what her story is, but whatever it is, she's not telling. She's great to work with, but she never gets personal with anyone."
"I'll keep an eye out for her," he said, suddenly feeling tired as the tensions of the evening melted away. And he realized he didn't know her name and asked the nurse. "Sasha."